It's a Brooke and Jeffrey podcast. Hey, and don't forget, you can still text in your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions to 78592.
I mean, yes.
We almost always respond.
Almost.
That we read them, though.
Yeah, we do read them. Okay. Well, we'll read them. I can guarantee that. Yeah. Okay, 78592, and the full show starts right now.
It is time once again to shine a low wattage spotlight on Brooke and Jeffrey's Hero of the Week.
I feel like we just have a flashlight.
Yeah. It's just a Bic lighter at this point.
Okay.
Today's hero isn't even human.
Oh.
It's a six-month-old puppy named Iron.
Iron, I love you, Iron.
What kind of puppy?
Iron.
Iron loves three things in this world: getting belly rubs from unlicensed massage parlors. Licking peanut butter off of his sleeping owner. Getting totally yoked at the gym.
Is that why they call him Iron?
Because every week, Iron's owner, a 22-year-old guy in New York, takes him to the gym with him so that the pup can spot him on the bench press, can run on the treadmill, and claim workout equipment by marking it first.
No way!
Those dumbbells are mine.
So that's the smell of the gym. Interesting.
Now, what's the gym's official policy on bringing dogs there? Iron's owner says, quote, I don't know.
Don't even check. It doesn't matter.
The employees never say anything, so I'm guessing it's fine.
This is my baby.
Now, did Iron get off his leash one time and interrupt another gym member, causing them to drop a weight onto themselves, which led to a verbal confrontation between his owner and several strangers?
I have a feeling you're not going to say no.
Maybe.
Okay.
That may have happened.
Imagine trying to bench or squat a whole bunch
and
the dog comes
up. At least the person got hurt, not the dog.
At some point, can we just not bring dogs everywhere? I hate to be that person.
Okay. That's an interesting question, but I think the more important question that nobody seems to be asking is, who's a good boy?
Okay. Iron's a good boy.
Iron almost hurt someone severely. I don't know if Iron's a good boy.
But, so even though he may have caused some physical injury to other people, and 98% of the internet seems to agree that dogs should not be allowed inside of a public gym.
Yeah, there you go.
Iron is still our hero of the week.
Stick with it.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's honor Iron by getting into the shot collar question of the day.
Okay.
With the runner-up hero of the week, Digital Jake, who has marked the shock collar right before he brought it into the studio.
Who's a good boy, Jake? You are.
I'll win it one week.
What's going on, man?
As radio hosts, the four of you are around music almost constantly.
It
plays on speakers all over the office. It runs in the studio in between talk breaks. And you've even met some of the biggest artists in the industry, like when Alexa spoke with Grammy-nominated singer Lizzo for an interview.
No, wait.
That was just an actress we hired to prank her as fake Lizzo.
Do you want me to start crying again?
But she also met the unreal one.
Yeah, and we have spoke with other legit superstars in the biz, like when Jose interviewed Ryan Tedder from the band One Republic.
That was
a prank, too. That was another actor.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Have we ever actually talked to a legit artist on this show, or are they all just pranks?
The only time I have is before I started working here.
Okay.
It sounds like this show
real
is
radio stations.
This show sounds pretty gullible when it comes to music artists.
Yeah.
So will you fall for it again when we do a special music trivia edition of the one and done shot collar question of the day? Jose?
Oh, I'm first?
Since you interviewed One Republic, you're going to go first. Jose, while Miley Cyrus made the song globally popular, Wrecking Ball was first offered to the producers of the Hangover movie franchise, who planned on having Mike Tyson sing it in the final movie.
Is that true or false?
There's no way.
Come on, do a Mike. Who's got a Mike Tyson impersonation? I came in like a wrecking ball.
It came in like a wrecking ball.
Okay, hold on. It doesn't make sense to me because I'm thinking it wasn't a popular song. I just would think that he would sing a song that would relate to the punch or something, and everybody would
kind of relates, right? Like, he's a wrecking ball. He comes
in
to Vegas.
Yeah, but he would more be like, Mama said knock you out, and then he would punch the guy. You know, like something that's already been established. So I'm going to say this is false.
Ooh, Jose
said
so funny.
False, and this is false.
Oh, dang it.
It was offered to Beyonce first, okay. And Beyonce said no, and then it went to Miley Cyrus.
It doesn't sound like a Beyonce hit, not the vibe. Mm-mm.
Jose, you're safe. Let's go to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, known for being a one-hit wonder, the band Chumbawamba had a hugely popular song called Tub Thumping.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know the group came up with their name after getting drunk one night and watching Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back.
Really?
The drummer was so wasted he couldn't pronounce Chewbacca's name and called him Chumbawamba. Oh. Is that true or false?
That's so funny.
That song I loved when it came out. I get knocked down.
But I get up again. Yeah, you're never gonna keep me down.
I honestly remember reading something crazy about their name or Tub Thumping. I can't remember which, and I don't remember what the article said because it was so long ago.
Yeah. They seem like Star Wars reads. Fans?
But it was like a fun fact.
No, I don't know that they feel like Star Wars fans either, but I love the idea of it because I think it's so funny. So I'm going to say it's true.
Good.
Brooke said true, and that is... false.
Too good.
They just made the name up to sound unique.
It was too good.
Brooke's getting shocked.
I got knocked down.
But you'll get up again.
Alexis. Before her music career took off, as a child, Billie Eilish had a guest role as Cecilia Halpert, the baby daughter of Jim and Pam on The Office.
No.
Is that true or false?
What?
Do you know what her parents did? I think that that's a good look, right?
Because was she already?
Yeah, like
in
both
industry?
Her.
Was she in the industry?
I don't know. Both her and her brother write the music together.
I'm more thinking about the age of it. Like, if it would even line up, there should be a baby when The Office was still coming out.
Because she's like 20 right now.
She's like 21 or 22.
And so
right
this
now.
Would have been too back when she was like really into wearing big clothes to like, like protect her body. Could you imagine just like a giant oversized sweater on their baby?
A onesie that doesn't fit?
Yeah. It's like for a 5-year-old.
I mean, I just don't know if her parents were in the entertainment
she
industry.
She doesn't seem like she was like grew up as a baby in the industry. I don't think it's true, Jake.
Alexis said false, and that is... false.
Oh.
Although Billie Eilish is a huge Office super fan.
Okay. So she would have loved it.
She would.
Yeah.
Jose and Alexis are safe. Brooke is getting shocked. Over to Jeffrey.
Okay.
CDs are still an incredibly popular format to purchase music in Japan. In fact, 60% of all music sales in Japan are in CD form.
What?
Is the real number higher or lower than 60%?
Whoa.
Japan is like the hub of future technology.
Yeah, they are tech city.
Why would they be still on CDs?
Maybe
although
just...
I have seen a documentary that says all of the Tower Records are still open in Japan.
Really?
Yeah,
that's a big
it's
case
like the
for
only
you.
Place that they have like Tower Records that still is an operational
that
place.
They could
so
be like hipsters
crazy.
Where they're like, oh, we still like it because it's like old
or maybe
school.
They're just like, I love it when a song skips.
The danger in it?
Yeah, like...
is it higher or lower
it's
than 60?
Only a couple percent.
I think
it
is pretty high, but I don't think it's 60. I'm going to say it's slightly lower.
Ooh.
Jeffrey said lower, and that is... incorrect.
No
it's
way!
Higher.
Wow.
With CDs and records, it's actually 70% of all music in Japan is in physical form.
CDs.
Wow.
What?
Brooke and I are going to be taking a shock today, and somebody wanted to hear Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love.
Why is that?
All I wanted was to break your wall.
Don't break my walls, guys.
Oh, that's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's no secret, I love me some chocolate muffins.
Of course.
Yeah, we know that.
I eat them for breakfast, for second breakfast.
Uh-huh.
A few times I've woken up in a random bakery underneath a big pile of chocolate muffins.
Yeah, bro, I think you got a problem.
Did not even know how I got there. It was just a happy thing to wake up to.
Okay. That's not a good thing.
So you and the baker, huh?
I was touched when I came home from work the other day, and all of my friends and family were there waiting to surprise me.
Hmm.
Was it my birthday?
Huh?
No.
Was it? Oh, okay.
They called it a Muffintervention.
Oh.
Which I guess is like a fancy, fun way of saying muffin convention.
No, I think it's a different type of convention.
I've never had a muffin party thrown just for me before.
Wow. I don't think it was a party.
I don't think people were as direct with you as they should have been.
It seemed like a party. They were all so great, too. Everybody took turns going around the room and talking about muffins and how muffins have affected them and how much they love me and they love muffins.
Oh,
and they were all crying and because of this. Muffins make people so happy. It brings you to tears.
Oh, Jeff, you really missed the point.
It was just really nice to sit in a circle with your friends and talk about what's important to you and what's on your mind.
Are you on muffins right now?
Sounds like it's so happy.
I'm gonna have another muffin, actually. Two more. And before we do our next segment, it's a surprise what's on your mind intervention.
Okay.
We're all gonna share coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
A lot of people tell me I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's true, I feel terrible for my mom in the birthing room. Oh, that must have been so painful.
It's an expression.
That's a lot of stitches.
Yeah. So, sorry to my mom. And that kind of gives you an idea of where my head's at for a brand new What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room sharing what we've all been thinking about lately, starting with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Gosh, you guys.
Oh, no.
9-year-old baseball is too intense for me.
Oh, no. What do you mean?
Oh, my gosh. My daughter's team, she's playing Little League with all the boys, and they're in the tournament right now.
Nice.
And I can't physically handle it. Like,
I mean,
outwardly, I'm like, yay, go team, you know, like that. Inwardly, I am so nervous during the whole thing. It is so intense. It's way too intense for 9-year-olds. It's way too intense for me to handle.
This is like when most people are watching professional sports.
Dude, I've decided that no matter how talented my kids are, how athletic they end up being, maybe they're not at all, they're not allowed to play college sports. I won't be able to mentally handle
it. What about a scholarship or something?
No, I don't care. I don't care. I don't even know if we should do high school sports. Like, their nerves are crazy.
You're stopping your kids prematurely from having extracurriculars because it's too stressful for you.
Yeah.
That's pretty selfish.
Yeah, I don't know how to handle it. So if any parents are listening and have any tips on how not to care so much, that's what I need
to
do.
Are you the coach? Are you supposed to care?
Yeah.
That's for the little one.
And you're not allowing your kids to have phones until they're 22.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, these
so now they're going to have sports or phones?
Yeah,
or?
I don't know. Maybe we'll just, like, start homeschooling. That would be good for me.
Wow. For your mental health. Yeah. That's great. All right, Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, the other night, I ordered Uber Eats, and I was shocked when they sent me the picture of the food. You know, they normally take a picture when they deliver
it. You mean, like,
it.
The bag that they drop at your door?
Yeah. And I look at it, and normally it's of the food, but this time it was just my door, like, to the apartment complex.
Okay.
No food, nothing in the picture. I'm like, wait, what? Because I have to buzz them in and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't just walk in. So I immediately get up and I run down the hallway. Like,
the only thing that makes you run.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, what's going on? Like, so I go down and the elevator door opens and another resident walks into the elevator with a bag of food.
Oh, it's your food.
And
I go,
and I immediately just go, oh, hey, is that my food? And he looks kind of shocked and he's like, oh, are you Jose? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, dude, this is totally your food. Some delivery driver just handed it to me. And so then him and I are just standing there in the elevator.
You're standing with the thief.
With the thief. And in my head, I'm like, wait, why wouldn't he just leave it on the lobby table?
Maybe he was bringing
me
it
to come get.
Maybe he was like the middleman to bring it to your door. Like they passed it to him and he's going to carry it to you.
I'd like to think that he read it and was like, oh, apartment number blank, blank,
blank.
I'm
going
to deliver it.
Yeah.
But I don't know this guy. And the rest of the night, I'm like, does this guy just wait in the lobby for free food? Food like that's a scam. That's literally could you could do it.
You do have good food choices. I mean, if I was gonna steal anyone's food order, it'd be yours.
It was a lamb gyro and a Greek salad.
And you order the regular. There's a lot of times to steal.
I always do that. So anyway, PSA: watch out for scammers. They are among us. If you live in an apartment complex, watch your food, people.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Alexis, what's been on your mind?
So I had a flight land the other day, and I didn't have a ride from the airport, so I had to take public transportation home.
Late at night,
I had to take like the train to get back to my house.
Okay.
All right, I get off at a different stop than normal to get an Uber halfway.
You're so dumb.
And I get
off. You're on the train waiting for it to get cheaper.
Take it home. I was. So I took it halfway to get a cheaper Uber home, okay?
I knew it. Wow.
I get off at a stop I've never been to, and I start to freak out. It's like 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, it's late.
Yeah, it's like dark. I'm the only person that gets off. I'm the only person waiting outside.
Don't do this, Alexis.
And my Uber's 10 minutes away. And I look and I see a man, like, standing down the street across from me, just, like, standing there. And I have my pink suitcase and a cowgirl hat because I came from a bachelorette party. I'm like, if you're going to take anyone, it's me.
If
like,
anything, that's going to deter people, to be honest.
No, it's the weak deer of the group.
I'm an easy target, honestly.
Yeah,
like,
you are.
So, like, my phone's dying. I'm, like, literally texting my friends. I'm like, guys, this is it. Like, if I go missing, it was here.
Oh, I'd be, like, totally panicking.
I'm, like, panicking, sweating, counting down my Uber minutes. Like, I'm actually shaking, okay?
I don't like this.
Okay, my Uber comes, though, in time.
Okay. Thank God.
There, and I see him pull up next to the creepy guy. I'm like, why would you go there? Whatever.
Yeah.
I run over there. I throw my backpack in the car and I'm about to run in before this guy can snatch me.
Yeah.
And I look, it's a statue.
Oh. Wait, the guy?
The guy was a statue. And that's why he was so still staring at me. I thought he was plotting how to get me. And he was fake.
You were going to be stolen by a statue.
So he was so still. I was like, this man's done it before. He has a plan.
You're trying to tell your Uber, like, this weirdo won't leave me alone. Yeah. You're the weirdo.
Wow. I know. I survived, though. I survived.
Yay. I think we need to go back and apologize to the statue. Oh, it's so funny. Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Well, here's some advice. If you're considering buying a house, never ever tell a real estate agent that you're a first-time home buyer.
Why?
Why? I thought that was
I made the mistake of doing that, and they take it as a green light to teach you everything that you ever needed to know and also all the stuff you never wanted to know about home buying.
But really? Isn't
during
this stuff-
a 2-hour-long meeting at a coffee shop where every 20 seconds you hear the espresso machine in the background going,
you gotta clean them.
So they're too thorough? Like, if you're going to buy a house, don't you want to know everything? Because I have
care.
Okay.
It was the most exhausting, boring 2-hour conversation of my life.
Did you pay attention at all?
I was trying to, but they're breaking down an 80-page legal document about home purchasing.
That's boring.
Did you get into lead paint yet?
Never even breached that chapter.
That's going to be a long one.
I think I might be cool renting for the rest of my life, though.
Yeah,
I think you may have found the most boring real estate agent that has ever existed.
That's what's been on our minds. Text in to 78592. Tell us what's been on yours. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We just shared what's been on our minds and got the listeners texting in at 78592 telling us what's been on theirs.
It's my favorite time of the week for the text board.
Yeah. And someone said, how do I ask a girl if she wants to be my girlfriend without freaking her out? That's from Jaden.
Jaden.
Have you been out on a date with her yet? Because
there's a lot of questions.
No, he's just asking her out.
Well, no, he's asking her to be my girlfriend.
Well, I think
if you're worried she might freak out, then it's probably too soon to be asking to be official at that point. I would recommend going on one date first.
Okay. Also, how old is Jaden?
Yeah, I think that he's like 10. He's going to pass her a note.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe not a 30-year-old Jaden.
Whatever. Yeah. don't ask. Just tell her then. We're boyfriend, girlfriend now. Deal with it.
I don't want to do that either. Yeah. That, both pieces of advice, terrible.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me go to a different show. Okay. Another text, 78592 says, what's on my mind is I want to congratulate Brooke for a very successful career in radio.
Aww.
I've been listening to her since I was 10 years old. I'm now 53.
Yeah.
Wow. That's sweet.
Brooke remembers when there was not a text board.
Yeah. When radio was first invented.
You had to telegraph it.
And one more text.
Shut up, all of you.
Says, love you guys. I'm making our team listen in on your radio show on our way to our golf meet to qualify for state.
Oh.
Wish us some luck. Go luck. North Butler Golf Team.
All right.
Okay,
beat South Butler.
It's too loud, okay? This is golf, remember? You got to keep it quiet. Shh.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The thing about bad dates is they don't just happen here. Awkward, cringy, romantic rendezvous happen every day in places all over the world.
Oh,
that's true.
That's good.
Yeah.
We all have something in common.
It made me think, what if there was a disaster dating Olympics?
Oh, man.
Where the most elite, awful daters on earth all came together every 4 years to compete in events like the 400-meter dine and dash.
Mm, pretty good.
The be rude to the waiter freestyle.
Oh.
And the 4 a.m. love bombing textathon relay.
Ooh, wow.
Which country do you think would take home the gold?
I don't know. I mean, even competition.
Yeah, I've never dated in Latvia, so I can't tell you.
Well, We might not know who would win, but we would like to submit our nation's two Olympic competitors as they recap their worst dates of all time in a brand new edition of Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Get on that podium.
It's coming up at 7:10.
Two hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating game show that just invented a new vibrating love seat called the Couch Potato. Order yours today with Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to find out whose dating life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, her wildest celebrity fantasy is hopping into a bubble bath and playing with Ernie's rubber ducky Bert holds the camera.
Wait a minute.
That's why she's known as Sesame Stephanie.
Okay.
I mean...
Hold the camera, Bert.
Yeah. You're the one. And in the other corner, she flirts exclusively using Harry Potter spells and charms.
Oh, my God. Are both of these kids of age?
I like it.
And that's how to get into her chamber of secrets. Meet Alamora Laura.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
Oh, all
here's how the game works. One contestant will start by telling one of their worst date stories. Then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going back and forth for three rounds here till we declare a winner. We're going to start things off with Sesame Stephanie. Let's go.
Okay, so, like, I was with a guy at a bar who said he had a game for us to play while we were sitting there. Like I thought it was, like, a card game, right?
Okay, sure, yeah, okay. Sounds fun.
Right, mm-hmm. Normal, but no, he wanted us to take turns guessing the weight of people around us.
Oh my God. God. And how do you win that? Do you have to go ask the person?
Here's the worst part. He would literally go over to them, and he'd be like, excuse me, my date thinks you weigh 230. Is that higher or lower?
He put it on the date.
Wait, you actually guessed?
Well, of course I guessed. I'm not going to sit there and not play.
I feel like she's only bitter because she lost.
Yeah, probably.
That is all messed
right.
up.
Should we guess her weight right now?
Laura, can you counter?
So, listen, I met a guy who told me he wanted to go to Vegas on our first date.
Nice.
On your first date?
On the first date. I was like, are you crazy? He was like, no, come on, let's do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, sure, whatever, adventure guy.
Hey, good for you.
So he bought the tickets for us, and I met him at the airport, and guess what?
What?
I saw him at the airport. He was being handcuffed.
No.
And what? Apparently he's not allowed on a plane for another 7 years.
What
the heck?
What did he do?
Story? Yeah.
I have no clue. I just took off.
Oh, you didn't even use your ticket to Vegas?
No, she went.
No.
Oh,
okay.
No, I don't think she took off on the plane. Yeah. I think that she left the airport. Yeah.
On to round two.
Yeah.
So, Stephanie, we're back to you.
Okay, so this guy invited me to a baseball game, and we ended up driving, but we didn't go to a stadium. Like, we went to a field, like, near a park.
Mm.
And I was like I was confused and like a little nervous too. And then he said, "Well, we're gonna go watch a little league game."
Oh,
my God! Was his kid playing?
All six of his kids were playing.
That's like the whole team almost.
Well, at least he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's like left, center, and right. Those are the only ones that aren't mine.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, meet your new mom.
Alamora Laura, the heat is turning up. Can you keep up?
So I went on a date as a plus one to a wedding.
Okay.
And when it was like super quiet during one of the speeches, my date passed gas like super loud.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
To the point that everyone looked at us.
Oh,
no. God. And jerk, blame it on me.
No.
That's really funny.
That's really funny.
Okay, we're going to our third and final round here. We need your best stories, ladies. So, Stephanie, give it to us.
Okay, we went to an Italian restaurant, mm-hmm. and I ordered spaghetti. And he asked if we could, like, cutesy do the Lady and Tramp thing.
Oh, God. Aww. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Why are you guys appalled by that? That's cute.
Because it's going to get all over your top.
Right. But I was like, okay, it's kind of cute. Like, it's kind of gross. Okay, yeah, I closed. But I'd already been drinking wine, so I was just like, sure, why not?
And okay.
We're buying it. He got, I guess he, like, got a whiff of pepper or something.
No.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
He sneezed pasta sauce all over my face.
Oh, that just grossed me out. Oh, my God. That is also his worst date ever, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terrible.
A little extra flavor.
It better be.
Hurts. Oh, no. Okay.
Laura, this is your last chance.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Don't give up.
Laura was traumatized by it.
All right, so I went out with a super big guy, like a gym rat dude.
Yeah. Okay.
And we go back to this place, and he opens the door, and the floor is covered in Legos.
In Legos?
Legos,
yeah, okay. Everywhere.
Is he like a Lego maniac guy?
No, I thought he had kids. You know, like I asked him, I was like, do you have kids? Why you didn't tell me? He's like, no. I put the Legos down on purpose to build toughness. And I'm like, what?
Wait, is he going to walk over him?
Yeah, he then proceeds to take off his shoes literally walk over to the kitchen, like yelping like an injured animal, you know, like, ooch, 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 ooch.
He's like, by the way, don't go to the bathroom. There's hot coals on the ground.
Oh,
that's
so funny.
That's
wow,
amazing.
What a match. Good. Final bell means it's over. We need to score this. Alexis, who wins?
I'm doing Stephanie for the sneezing pasta.
You got one for Stephanie, Brooke?
Yeah, the six kids and the spaghetti sneeze. Stephanie for sure.
Definitely.
That's decided it. Congratulations, Sesame Stephanie.
Yeah!
Yeah, she's very excited.
You're proud of your sad dating life.
You did it!
Congratulations, that was Battle of the Tinder Dates. We got your phone tab coming up right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
There's a common stereotype, an unfair one, that if you're a single woman and you show up to a mechanic, they're going to take advantage of the fact that you probably don't know a lot about cars.
That is true.
Yeah. So, Alexis, please prove that to be not true. Go ahead.
I don't know. Anything they tell me is wrong. It usually probably is wrong, right? Yeah.
That's right. That's right, Alexis. Pay all the money.
They only charge me $1,000 for oil change.
Okay, well, if Alexis can't disprove it, then Brooke will.
Oh, you know.
She calls an auto shop today with a chip on her shoulder, and the guy on the phone better not try any funny business.
That's right.
Because Brooke is on to him early and often in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Auto repair, Brendan.
Hi, I am a woman, and I am not going to be taken advantage of.
Okay.
I have an issue with my vehicle, and I need to bring it in. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. Of course.
Or do you want to mansplain me the directions on how to get there?
Well, I mean, if you do need directions, I can provide them.
I knew you'd be the type. Okay, I'm just letting you know that I don't want to be overcharged for some dumb things or get talked down to because you think you're better than me.
Miss, that's not what we intend to do here at all. If you want to come in, you're more than welcome.
Okay, great. That's fine, because I know my cars.
I believe you, and I just want to let you know we treat everyone equal here.
I'll believe that when I see it. So I have a 2014 Honda Civic, and when I drive, the hug nut seems off.
The what?
The hug nuts on the wheels.
The hug... I'm sorry, is it possible that you mean the lug nut?
And here we go! Patronizing me because I'm a woman.
No, miss,
And you're a man, and you know car parts better than me.
No, miss, I didn't mean that at all. I wanted to let you know that's what it is called.
Oh, I just wanted to let you know that I grew up around cars my whole life. I have ridden in cars since I was a baby.
Okay.
So I know hug nuts and dipple sticks. Don't even mess with me.
We can call it that if that's what makes you feel more comfortable. I'm probably wrong.
Oh, the first right thing you've said. That is the first right thing you said. So back to my issue. The hug nuts are off. And also, I've noticed the Metacritic converter isn't funneling right.
The converter. We'll go with that.
Exactly. So I got down underneath the car, and I noticed this weird nut. So I unscrewed it, and all this brown liquid came out. Let me tell you, that brown liquid did not look good, and it did not taste good.
You tasted it?
Duh. How else would you know if it's spoiled or not?
Oh, God.
And let me tell you, it tasted wrong. It was off, and that's when I knew that the blinker fluid, done.
You said blinker fluid?
You must be new. You know, the brown sticky liquid lets you change your blinker.
Ma'am, you're talking about the oil, right? I'm trying to be nice here, and I don't think that has anything to do with your blinker.
Where do you come from? Did you even go to automotive school? My God. You probably didn't even study automotology. Oh, what an idiot. So, yeah, the oil, if you want to call it that. Listen, I got rid of it.
You got rid of all the oil?
Yes. And the problem is now whenever I drive, there's a funny smell.
Man, that's because your car's burning up. You have no oil in your car.
You're talking about the blinker fluid again. I think what happened is I didn't get it all out, which is why I need you guys to take a look at it.
Ma'am, if you want, we have a slot for you already today. If you want to come down, we can take a look at it.
Okay. Listen, I'll bring it down when it's my choice, not yours, all right? And I know you got your little fancy tools down there, but in the end, I'm probably going to end up fixing it myself because you sound like another moron. Funny that moron and man have the same letters, isn't it?
Okay, we don't need the insults. I'm just trying to help you.
Oh, help the poor little woman who can't take care of her own car. Is that what you're thinking?
Not at all, ma'am. You're a customer, and I'm just trying hard here to help you. You don't seem to want help. I don't even know why you called.
Oh, yeah? You want to know why I called? I'll tell you exactly why I called. Because your girlfriend Tina set you up for a prank phone call.
Wait, what? Are you serious?
Yeah, this is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. My hug nuts are just fine. This is all a prank.
Thank God. I didn't know what to say. I was trying to be so nice there.
You did a really good job. I'm actually impressed. She said you guys have been getting a lot of crazy customers lately, so I thought I'd just pile on.
Well, you'd certainly piled on. Oh, my God. What a relief.
But are you saying that there's no blinker fluid?
They didn't teach me about that in my auditology degree.
Oh, that's automatology. Yeah, no wonder you didn't go to school. Yeah.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
It doesn't happen very often, mm-hmm. but when Jose is really into a woman, his dating strategy is to go all out.
Mm-hmm.
He will take her to the nicest restaurant in town.
Yes!
Even if it is in the airport.
Yeah.
He will buy her flowers. He will pull out chairs, open doors, and wow her with his extensive knowledge of the different salmon species and which rivers they spawn in.
Please don't get him started.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Copper
remains. I know.
You're not on the date yet, Jose. Yeah.
But I love being romantic.
I know, it's so romantic.
But here's the thing. What if I told you there was a smarter, easier way to date where you could still have a wild, adventurous evening and you'll leave with more money than when you came, guaranteed?
It's not about the money, Jeff. I just want to spoil her and make her happy.
I like Jeff's idea better. Yeah. That sounds way more better.
I mean, the money.
Well, coming from a woman, maybe I should listen a little bit.
But we just learned about it from one of our listeners, and his idea for a date might actually be genius.
Oh.
You're going to hear what it is in your brand new...
Does it have to do with a river?
No.
There's no rivers.
No.
You'll find out in your brand new second date update next.
Second date update.
One of the best parts of dating is trying out new things.
You mean like activities?
Yeah.
New activities, new foods, new felonies.
What?
Because you never know what unique experiences you might have and how you're going to feel when you're with this new person.
You're like, arsony, that's fun.
I never knew that was my jam until I met you.
I'm good at it.
And that's what happened with one of our listeners, Aaron, who says he went out with a new woman and she inspired him to try doing something for the very first time.
Ooh, Grand Theft Auto.
We'll find out.
Taking guesses?
Aaron, is this your first time being on a radio show?
Not my first time, but having one of these conversations, yes.
She's inspired you to do at least two new things.
Look at you.
Wow.
Outside of the box.
This woman already sounds like a keeper. What's her name?
Her name is Becca.
Becca.
Okay.
Where'd you meet Becca?
I met Becca online. It was my first foray.
No, really? Is the first time you ever did online dating?
Yeah, I was always like, my dream was to do it, like find a person in person and connect. And then I was like, you know what? It's been such a struggle. Nobody wants to talk anymore in person. So
yes.
Makes sense.
The internet is where people go to give up on their previous hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
So
that
checks out.
It's not much better, buddy. But
where did you decide to go for your date?
Okay, so the plan was we were supposed to just go meet at the bar and have some beers, and that was actually good. But then things kind of got a little out of control.
What do you mean?
Oh, really?
In a good way?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like in a good and bad way, if that makes sense.
I don't think he means bad as in good either. I think he just means bad.
Yeah, I'm just more confused. Tell us what happened.
Well, Okay, so it sounds weird, but we were drinking at the bar, and then I noticed at the window there was a pawn shop across the street.
Okay.
Oh.
So you're not in a very nice neighborhood. I get it. What? Yes.
Hey. It could be Pawn Stars.
Hey, listen, I grew up hanging out at pawn shops. They are not in the nice neighborhoods.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So you saw the pawn shop and what?
And then I was like, this is a little bit weird, but I've always wanted to go to those. Can we check it out? I've never been there.
Oh, an adventure.
So this is the new experience that she inspired you to have.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
It could be really romantic and magical inside.
Have you ever been to a pawn shop, Jeffrey?
No.
You
have. They all smell a little weird. They're sad places where desperate people go.
Aaron, maybe you had a better experience. Aaron, what was yours like?
Yeah, so we just walked across the street, and she was down with it. And so I popped in, looked around, and I was like, I actually have an idea. And so I went to my car. She waited for me, and I came back, and I was like, I had this old cookie jar in the trunk that my grandma gave me.
What?
And it kind of looked valuable, so, I wasn't sure. So I was like, okay, let's see.
Oh,
okay.
So here's a good opportunity to get rid of it and maybe make some money.
Let's get it evaluated.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So you brought it in?
Yeah, and I was like, to the guy behind the counter, I was like, hey, how much for this cookie jar? And he was like, nothing.
See, that's they lowball you at first.
Yeah, you gotta lie and say, this is a Civil War cookie jar. Yeah.
It's like, is there diamonds or guns inside of it? That's all that I want.
We've been in the family for a bit, and I was like arguing with the guy. I was like, no, it's an antique, and he's like, dude, I can't sell this for anything. But like, as I was just joking, I was like, oh, well, what about the necklace that she's wearing, and
your date's necklace?
That's a funny joke.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, it's an obvious joke.
Is it an obvious joke, though?
What did Becca say?
I mean, we're both kind of tipsy, so she was a little offended at first, but she kind of laughed at it when she realized I was joking.
Okay.
She was like, well, actually, this necklace is from her ex, so she was like, I wouldn't mind really getting rid of it.
Oh.
She was wearing her ex-boyfriend's necklace on her first date with you?
That's a little bit of a red flag. Choice.
We could just get a move past that. Okay. Sometimes exes give good jewelry.
Okay. It was Tiffany's, I'm sure.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, it was nice enough. But so we started negotiating with the guy, and then he was like, I'll give you $80 for it, and she's like, sure. And she got rid of it.
What?
So I was like, yo, drinking money, man. Let's go back to the bar.
Wait, are you worried? What if it was worth a lot more than that?
They're always worth a lot more than that if they're going to give you 80 bucks. Oh, yeah.
No.
But to get rid of an ex-boyfriend's necklace, it kind of feels good to get rid of it.
Emotional weight.
All right. So now you have $80 to keep drinking.
Yeah, we went back to the bar and we spent all $80.
There you go.
It was fun.
Was she just mad that she ended up having to pay for the date then?
That's a good point. I didn't think of it that way.
No. She didn't say anything about that. Like, we left the bar, we ended the night with a hug.
Okay.
And, I decided, I was like, I can't drive home because I'm like really wasted at this point. So I slept in the backseat of my car, but we got her an Uber.
Oh.
Okay.
You didn't Uber back with her?
No, I'm fine here. You guys go ahead.
I'm just going to sleep just across from the pawn shop.
Will you pop the trunk
for me? It's okay. It's responsible.
Like, I didn't want to leave my car there in the parking lot. And then my grandma's cookie jar is in there, too, So I was like, I'll stay here with it.
Not the cookie jar.
The
drunk guy passed on the back will protect the jar.
He's like holding the cookie jar, sleeping with it.
Did your date see you sleeping in the car?
I don't remember, but I know she got home safe, so.
Okay. That's good.
And
have you
been able to keep the conversation going with her after the date?
Well, that's the thing. It's like I haven't got any responses from her. I mean, she liked one of my texts, so I know she saw it.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
But she didn't send, had a great time, anything?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, maybe she regrets selling the necklace and felt, kind of pressured by you when she sobered up.
Well, I mean, I hope not, because, we had a good time doing something we've totally never done before. I mean, same with her, so, I'd like to see her again.
Sure. Okay.
Well, we're going to give Becca a whole nother thing she's never done before. A random phone call from a bunch of radio hosts when we come back and do your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
What was supposed to be an ordinary date turned into a semi-drunk episode of Pawn Stars.
Why are we playing with this music?
I love that show, though.
It was crazy how it happened.
Yeah, I guess.
Because Aaron saw a pawn shop out the window of the bar that they were at. They ambled over across the street, and he sold his date's necklace for beer money.
Dude,
wow,
I mean,
recap, it sounds awful.
You say it in that sentence exactly, Jose.
I'm not even exaggerating. Then they went back to the bar and drank more with the 80 bucks that they scored.
Yeah,
until
that's a lot of booze.
He decided to spend the night in the back seat of his own car.
Yeah.
God's honest truth.
You know,
am I lying, Aaron?
Did I mess? Gone wrong?
Did I mess any of that story up?
When you recap the date like that, it sounds a little creepy.
Yeah, no, it's not creepy. It just sounds like you're from my hometown. Like, all of that is very familiar.
You're one of those friends in low places.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the date that you envisioned for yourself, clearly, but maybe it ended up better than you ever expected.
And you said you had fun.
I had a great time. I would love to see her again.
See? Yeah. No regrets. Right.
I can't believe that a girl wouldn't call a guy back after he couldn't sell his own grandma's cookie jar. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we're pretty sure George Clooney did that once.
Yeah.
And look where he is now.
Exactly.
Billionaire. So that's going to be you soon, Aaron. First, we got to get you out on another date with Becca. So we're going to call her right now, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Becca?
This is Becca.
Hey, Becca, what's up? You're on the morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey, Becca.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
So I'm literally on the radio right now.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
So hop on board because it's going to be a little bit of a bumpy ride, okay?
Buckle up.
Okay.
Because... Well, it's actually...
It could be smooth.
It could be smooth.
Yeah, you could sleep in the back of the car.
Because we're doing something called the second date update, and we're trying to hook you back up with a guy you went out with recently named Aaron.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah.
Aaron?
Yeah. It sounds like you guys had a fun night together.
I mean, we definitely had a time. Yeah. I mean, it was a great first date, but it kind of, like, led to, like, a... kind of a bigger issue, so...
What kind of a thing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, did he tell you that we were kind of drunk and went to a pawn shop and he sold my necklace, like, off my neck?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how romantic was that to you?
I mean, it was definitely fun. I did not expect to walk out of that date without my necklace, nor to close the bar down afterwards. But yeah, I mean, I guess I intended on calling him back, but
yeah.
I took an Uber home after our date, and I kind of couldn't help myself because before I parted with the necklace, I asked Aaron to take a photo of me handing over the necklace to the pawn shop guy.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Happy memories.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because it was a gesture. It was from my ex. And anyway, while I was in the Uber, I sent that photo to my ex.
Revenge photo.
Yeah,
wow.
I mean, that is a good revenge. I'm sorry. But
look what happened to your sweet, precious jewelry that you gave me.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we had broken up probably 6 months ago or something, and we'd hooked up a couple of times since then.
How it goes.
Yeah, and so, like, I had started an online dating profile to, like, helped me get over him or, you know, just find other options so I didn't keep doing that. But then this, like, selling the necklace was, like, supposed to be the nail in the coffin, like, shutting the door.
Bye-bye forever.
And that's a huge middle finger to get in your text. What did your ex say?
Well, he didn't really say much. He'd actually just, like, put question marks, and I got home and I passed out and I didn't really care. So
Okay. That's good. All does sound like you're over him then.
Yeah, so what's the issue?
What's wrong?
But then the next day I woke up to my door, knock on my door, and it's my ex holding the necklace.
Wait, what? Did he go back to the pawn shop?
He had done some investigative work and figured out which pawn shop it was. Bought the necklace back for $320.
Oh, they made a pretty penny.
This is how much you mean to me.
Aww.
What?
sold it and he still wanted you
that's
back.
Cute.
That's sad.
Yeah, that is really sad. Yeah.
That's how men operate. We operate on sadness. Okay. So
not every man. Not every man does that.
90% of us do. So
I mean, you hated really? Him enough to pawn the necklace he gave you and then send it in a text. Like
I was drinking.
Okay.
Okay.
So
let's guess what happened next.
So or you just tell us.
We didn't hook up, if that's what you're implying, but I did invite him in. We had some coffee. We talked things over. And honestly, I mean, it was so unexpected. Maybe it was because I was hungover. Maybe it was because, like, it was hot. Like, it was hot for him to go through all that trouble and then pay $320 to get it back.
Chris or sad?
Could you get a new necklace at that point, too?
You text in and vote right now, 7592. Hot or not?
I mean, he did spend over $300 on it.
That is a nice.
I mean, what was it worth to begin with? Did he ever tell you?
I don't know. He never told me, but it could not have been more than $250.
Something to say. Hello.
Hello there.
Aaron? Is that Aaron?
Yeah, that's Aaron. He's been listening.
That's your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. I think her ex-boyfriend's in the back room.
He's been listening on the other line this entire time wanting to jump in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, sorry. Oh, that's how the segment works. Aaron?
Yeah, so wait, hold on. So you had an amazing time with me, but then you got back with your ex. Is that what you hooked up with your ex?
I did not hook up with my ex, but we have decided to
hook up
try
later.
Things
hook
out. Yeah. I mean, we want to try, you know, we're trying it again. It's like, thank you so much. I mean, we had a fun date, and I think you're a really great guy. I was 100% anticipating having a second date with you.
Oh, man.
I'm just being really honest. Like, this really hurts, actually. Like, I didn't expect, like, this would happen. I thought we had a great time, and it was like you said, it was 6 months ago? Like, really? You want to try that again instead of trying something new like we did?
I hear getting with exes is very risky. Oh.
Aaron basically teed up her ex to, like, like
you
slam this home.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. It just happened, you know?
Yeah.
It's
I mean, honestly, I know, but you thought that you were ridding her of the ex instead of, you know what I mean?
Example.
Like,
yeah.
you're getting rid of the necklace. We're washing ourselves clean. We're moving forward.
And you were probably just asleep in your car when he was across the street.
Buying it.
Oh, my God.
Alexis, right, the next morning, God. This guy's buying her the necklace.
You were asleep in your car?
It's the new thing that makes good things happen. So that's what I'm, you
You were asleep in your car?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, God. Yeah. I didn't want to leave my car. Look,
He didn't just take an Uber
I didn't
home.
Want to leave the car there, and I couldn't drive home. You know how drunk I was?
No, I mean, I'm glad you didn't drive home, but I definitely didn't think you would sleep in your car.
Like, oh, you go pawn it?
Alexis. Sorry. It
Look,
happened.
I think you're great. And
segue. Good timing.
Okay.
He's really sweet.
Maybe you should offer to buy the necklace back for even more than $320.
Pull
the ultimate flex.
I don't know. I think if you're not taking an Uber home, like, I doubt you're going to spend more than $320 on this necklace.
Okay. Oh, you're price shaming him now.
Yikes.
It's just a gesture of money. We had a great time. He just paid with money.
So. I think that's important to keep in mind here. And also, it's important to keep in mind that she hasn't hooked up with her ex-boyfriend yet.
Not yet.
With that being said, I think I'm going to propose the two of you go out on another date, you and Aaron, and you can use it as a competition now to see who do you want to get with more, Aaron or your ex-boyfriend.
Or maybe Aaron will lead you to another ex, and then you can have multiple exes to choose from.
Good God.
This has already been, like, kind of a shock to the system, but, I mean...
I hear hesitation.
Yeah. But now I think I feel like a second date. Would that be awkward? I mean,
you'd be cheating on your new boyfriend.
No, they're not together yet.
Only if you're wearing that necklace again, then it might be a little awkward.
We're just talking.
Hey, look. After a couple whiskey sours, whiskey cokes, whatever you want, we're gonna sell that thing again.
Oh my God.
Come on, let's see how many times your ex-boyfriend will buy it back.
Yeah. That'd be so fun. Game. Come on, go out one more time and we'll pay for it. Yes or no?
All right, if you guys are paying for it, I will do a second date.
It's a sloppy second date, just the way that we like it. We'll even throw in a free radio station blanket that the two of you can cuddle up underneath in the back seat of Aaron's car.
Oh, cute.
I was going to ask if you can definitely foot the Uber bill, too. But.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Some people love Amazon.
Yep.
Some people kind of hate Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you got to admit, North America's completely hooked. Because over half of the continent pays $140 a year for their Amazon Prime subscription.
Oh, my God. I feel like it's as important as, like, paying my car insurance.
it shouldn't be.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you realize it was that much money?
Yes, it's so much.
I get it, but I'm on my mom's. So.
I thought it was, like, $100 or $110 or something.
$140 a year. That gives you Prime shipping, Prime video, Prime music, Prime gaming. And next up, Prime cell phone service.
What?
Because word has it, your Amazon Prime subscription may soon include cheap or possibly free cell phone service.
Does anyone feel like that's going to be the most spotty service they've ever had in their life?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Well, you say that, but several business publications are saying they've been talking to T-Mobile and AT&T about doing this.
Really?
And the cell service could cost subscribers about $10 or less per month.
My mom won't even notice the extra charge. Are we going to just throw it on there?
You know we're going to go back to the times where it's like you have to pay per text message you sent.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
That's terrible.
It's awful.
It's like your text is also a 1 hour Prime delivery.
Let's go back to T9 texting. Where you have to hit the button like four times.
And only playing Snake on our phones.
Oh, man. I forgot about Snake.
You're losing me.
Nostalgic for the good old days. Anyway, the phone carriers are all denying these rumors. Meanwhile, Amazon's response is no comment.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Which means it's definitely happening.
Yeah. Either that or it means we love the free press.
Yeah.
Keep talking about us.
Speaking of free press, laser stories.
Yay!
We're going to do it next.
Hello, it's laser stories.
It's the radio segment that checked himself into a psych ward after dinner the other night because he put one lasagna on top of another one and realized he still just had one lasagna.
Oh my gosh, it never ends.
That would break anyone.
The layers. Uh-huh.
We'd all be shook, too, from Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories around the globe just like everyone else does, except we have a laser.
Yeah.
Those other pastophobes just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Orlando, Florida.
Ooh, sunny.
A few months back, the Florida Lottery announced 41-year-old Altovisi Morris played the 500X cash scratch-off game and won $1
million.
Wow.
Gosh, it's always so crazy to me off a scratcher just because I've only ever won like $5 has been my ultimate.
You have to buy like the $20, $30 ones to win the big jackpot.
She purchased the lucky ticket at a 7-Eleven and claimed her winnings immediately afterwards.
Good job.
When she went to the lottery headquarters, they got a photo of her holding the giant check.
Awesome.
Reporter asked how she felt. Altovisi replied with three words taken from an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I'll be back.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow, that's some confidence.
I
okay.
I would win the lottery once again.
What happened next? Just a few months later, she was back at lottery headquarters asking for more money because she spent it all.
Oh, wait. I don't think that's not how it works.
It's not like a loan office.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. She was jumping for joy. She claimed her second $1 million prize. Her next ticket winner happened after she bought her dream home. And she said, it all happened so fast. I first win the lottery, and then as I'm closing on the house, I stopped at a Sunoco food mart, and it happened again.
Gosh.
That's so cool.
Good karma did she create in a past life or something.
She's like, now's my dream car, and then next I'm going to get...
Lottery officials were shocked, especially because she only bought two scratch tickets during the entire two-month span.
What?
Both off the same game.
No way.
Wow.
There is good news in Florida. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's the most shocking part.
This next laser story is out of India. A man was vacationing with his friends when the worst thing that could ever happen in Alexis's life actually happened.
What?
Uh-oh.
Don't say his phone dropped in the water.
Rajesh Vishwas was visiting the Karkata Dam taking a selfie when he accidentally dropped it in the reservoir below.
Did you know this story?
No, but what could be worse?
While Alexis, in that instance, would probably just call her dad and beg him to buy her a new one, the 32-year-old had a different plan. First, he hired local divers to try and find the $1,200 Samsung phone.
What?
Okay.
Unfortunately for him, the divers told Rajesh that the water level would have to be significantly lower for them to make any headway on that.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you're standing on a dam. My gosh.
Yes. Yeah,
that's when he brought in a diesel pump to start draining the reservoir.
No, what? No, it didn't.
can't do that?
You can't.
He claimed that his phone contained sensitive government information on it.
Oh,
and that he had the verbal okay from local water officials. And the pump ran for several days, pulling out more than 500,000 gallons of water.
No way!
And I don't even know how much water that is. Like, my head can't wrap around that.
Yeah.
At long last, Rajesh got his phone.
No!
He did?
It actually worked?
His plan worked, but sadly, his phone did not.
So it was all for nothing?
Duh.
And it also turns out he didn't have permission to do any of that, actually.
No way.
He was fined for dumping water that was meant to be used by local farmers to irrigate nearly 1,500 acres of land.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's actually
awful.
Just
a little famine to get your phone back, Jose. I don't see what the problem is.
He also lost his job working as a food inspector.
Oh, that was his government job?
The sensitive government info on his phone turned out to be food pics from the restaurants he was supposed to be inspecting.
He's like, what? These apples?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Jose can attest to that. Food pics, they're like gold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got the perfect shot of pho the other day. It's in my favorites folder.
Okay, yeah.
This next laser story is out of the weird world of AI.
Uh-oh.
Some guy tweeted a photo after his cousin in seventh grade used ChatGPT to cheat on a book report. It was on the 1989 novel The Joy Luck Club.
Oh, that's a good book.
And the whole report is written out by hand.
Boo!
But he copied it? Like, how did he copy it then?
By copying it.
Oh, he just
read it. Reading and copying.
Read it?
The
he read it. I did good in my English class.
The first clue a kid didn't write it is the vocabulary.
Oh, yeah.
Because how many seventh graders use the word poignant? But there's an even more obvious clue in that same exact paragraph. Because even though he did copy this by hand, he forgot to remove ChatGPT's disclaimer at the bottom.
No!
The last paragraph starts, quote, as an AI language model, I don't have personal expectations or opinions. And that was written out on his paper.
Oh, my gosh. Not the smartest kid.
And some people think that this is fake because the handwriting looks a little too good for a seventh grader.
I don't know. I bet Jeff's handwriting looked too good for a seventh grader.
True.
Other people believe it's 100% real. And a few commented that the kids now are just so lazy they can't even cheat the right way. That's the issue.
I mean, at least they're still writing by hand.
There you go, for now.
This next laser story is out of the study of life as we know it.
Deep.
What's something a lot of people think they're good at, but aren't? Well, a worldwide study was just done involving more than 14,000 people, and here are the top answers. Okay. Number 7, we think we're good at giving advice.
That's probably true.
But guess what? No, you're not.
Yeah.
Number 6 is parenting. Many, many people, Brooke, think that they're experts at being parents.
I feel like I'm a parenting idiot. I'm just trying to survive by the day, Jeff. I don't know what kind of vibe I'm putting out there, but it's not that.
Number 5 that people think they're good at is singing, which is pretty evident on this show. I'm not going to name names. Jeff.
Wait, you named yourself?
You are good.
Horrible singer.
You're a good singer.
Liar.
Okay.
Number 4, being humble.
Oh, yeah.
And who thinks that they're humble, not so much.
Why would anyone on this show want to be humble, though?
I just want to say, out of all of us, I'm the most humble. I'm the best at it.
Yeah, you are.
I'm the
you
humblest, sweetest person. Yeah.
Number 3, we think we're good at staying out of drama.
No.
I am diving right into it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, we all secretly really love it.
Yes.
Number 2 is driving.
I
could argue that.
I think your car bill could
good,
argue
bad
difference.
Driver.
Yeah.
And finally, the number 1 thing we think that we're good at, but we're not really, is being a great listener.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Did you not hear that, Jose?
I'm being a great listener.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks. And a few more that made the list: flirting, lying, romance, cooking, and telling jokes.
Bad at all of it.
Wow.
Who gave us a morning show, guys?
Like, what do you call a famous turtle?
What?
A shell-lebrity.
Oh, wow.
Boo.
Well, get out of here.
That's how Means Laser Stories is over for the day. We're going to do it again, same time, Friday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win, Brooks, Fox.
Her name is Marianne from Kent. and she's a retired pharmacy tech with a penchant for adventure.
Wow.
And when I say adventure, I mean going out to the mailbox very, very slowly.
Cool.
Wait, slowly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Adventure-like.
All right, Mary. All right, Mary.
Welcome to the show, Marianne.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, good morning. I feel like Jeff just wrote your new dating profile.
Well, I don't know about that. Tomorrow's my 42nd anniversary.
What?
Oh. 42nd anniversary?
42 years you've been married?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Isn't that the Tinderversary? Like, every year has a gift, wood and, like, silver. 42 years is Tinder, right?
Tinder?
Yeah, so you get back on the dating apps.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, the wood.
Yeah, you know, no, you test the marriage. See, yeah. Okay, let's just see.
How strong is this really?
Is that how you make it work, Marianne?
We never tell.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Good answer.
Don't talk to them.
That means she actually doesn't know.
All right. We're sending Brooke out of the studio while that happens. Marianne, you know how the game works. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, let's do this. Your time starts now. Today is VCR day. What does the C in VCR stand for?
A set.
The Australian Open, the French Open, the U.S. Open, and what other event comprise the Grand Slam of tennis?
Wimbledon.
What are animals called that eat both meat and plants?
Omnivores.
In Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, what was Indy searching for?
Ooh. A goblet?
Fleas have wings. True or false?
False.
Nice work there, Marianne and Helper,
yeah,
possibly, because
is.
There was another voice that came through
better
on the phone.
Better not be Alexa.
No, it's a ghost.
It's your dog?
It's a ghost.
Oh,
a ghost.
Oh, okay.
More believable than the dog.
We accept ghosts as helpers. That's fine. Brooke's coming back in the studio. It's funny Jose mentioned Alexa because Marianne apparently has four Alexas that are all tuned into our radio show all across her house.
Yay! That's awesome.
I love you, Marianne.
Is that how we get ratings? I don't know how it works.
No, that's how you make a marriage work. Don't you know? You listen to our show and you don't have to talk to each other.
Now you know the secret.
Yeah.
You just laugh. And
my parents listen every morning. They're still going strong after. I don't even know.
It's not just morning. It's all day long.
Marianne, we love you.
For the soundtrack to your whole life.
I would marry you if you weren't already married. Yeah.
Brooke, you ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. Today is VCR day. Mm. What does the C in VCR stand for?
Cassette.
The Australian Open, the French Open, the U.S. Open, and what other event comprise the Grand Slam of tennis?
British Open.
What are animals called that eat both meat and plants?
Omnivores.
In Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, what was Indy searching for?
The goblet thing.
Fleas have wings, true or false?
True.
In which city can you find the House of Parliament and Westminster Abbey?
London.
Ooh, we got our answers in. We're going to go over to the scoreboard and see how you both did with Jose.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Bolaños.
God, he'll never get old. Marianne, you got four correct today.
Ooh, bring in the fire, Marianne.
One for each Alexa.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And Brooke, you... One Alexa short, only three.
Oh, she beats me.
You won, Marianne. Congratulations.
All right.
You did it.
Nice job, Marianne.
Yay.
And Marianne's ghost helper.
Let's give
some credit to the ghost.
Voice, yeah.
Today is VCR day. The C in VCR stands for cassette, video cassette recorder. Mm-hmm. Australian Open, French Open, the U.S. Open, and the fourth event in the Grand Slam of tennis. Technically, it is the British Open, but they call it Wimbledon, so we couldn't give that to you, bro.
Okay.
The animals that eat both meat and plants are omnivores. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, they were looking for the Holy Grail.
You both said goblet thing.
The goblet thing.
It is technically, but it's the Holy Grail.
Give it to me?
No. We would have given it to her, too, and she still would have won.
The fleas have wings. That is false. They're only one of four wingless insects in the world.
Gross.
And you'd find the House of Parliament and Westminster Abbey in the city of London. London town.
Yes.
Oh. Now, Marianne, for winning, not only do you get $100, but you also get some other prize that I don't know what it is.
The juice cleanse.
Oh, yeah. You get a $100 gift card to Squeezed.
Yeah.
Squeezed.com.
Aww.
Yeah, squeeze.com. And don't forget, right now, you can get 20% off free same-day delivery with the code...
Brooke.
Summer.
That's my name.
Summer. The code Summer.
Dang it.
But you have to hit Brooke when you go to checkout.
We know what we're
trying to make it all about me, Marianne. It's not working out as well as I had planned.
No.
Never does,
but
Marianne.
You also got the $100. Yeah. That's what's most important.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Marianne.
Dang it.
Thank you for playing. We're going to come back and do Win Brooke's Bucks again same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's like every day I find another reason to love the Washington Potato Commission and Washington potato growers. Because our potato growers are committed to sustainable farming practices to grow spuds for generations to come. You hear that, kids? You got spuds for life. And it means so much that 99% of Washington potato farms are family run. These growers are environmentalists at their core, and they want their crops and fields healthy for their kids and their kids and their kids and their kids. You get it? All those little tater tots out there. Farmers rely on cost-effective, reliable energy like hydropower for harvesting and processing potatoes. Oh, by using GPS trackers while fertilizing and more energy-efficient farming equipment, they're using less diesel and releasing less carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Go to potatoes.com/farmfamilies to learn more about their sustainable farming practices.